Hey, welcome. This is the drum and bass intro arrangement lesson for beginners. I'm going to walk you through a practical Ableton workflow to build a 32-bar DJ Ready DNB intro at 174 BPM. The goal is something club ready, atmosphere, evolving hats and percussion, a filter drum break, subtle sub, hints, and a snare roll pre-drop that leads cleanly into a drop. Follow along in arrangement view, and you should finish a usable sketch in one session. Let's go. Section 1. Quick setup. The first 5 minutes, start a new live set and switch to arrangement view. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. Turn global quantize off so your automation behaves exactly how you draw it. More hands-on control. Create these tracks. 1 MIDI for pads and ambience called pad/atmos, 1 MIDI for a minimal sub called sub hint, a drum rack track called drums that will hold your break and percussion, an auto track for FX, and 2 return tracks, return A for reverb and return B for delay. Group your drums and percussion into a drum bus so you can process them together. Section 2. Pads and atmosphere. 8 to 12 minutes. Load along, airy pad into simpler in classic mode or use sampler if you have it. Shape the amp envelope. Attack between 20 and 80 milliseconds for a smooth fade-in. Release around 2 to 4 seconds so notes breathe. Put a low-pass filter in simpler around 700 to 1500 Hz and a little resonance around 0.8, to add character without getting harsh. After the instrument, add an auto filter set to low pass. Start the cutoff around 600 Hz. We'll automate this later. Send the pad to return A, which should be a large hall reverb with decay between 2.5 and 4 seconds. Keep the returns dry/wet low, around 20 to 30%, so you control tails with sends. Add a chorus/ensemble device for width, slow rate, like 0.2 to 0.5, and a modest amount around 10 to 20%. Program a simple 4-bar chord loop and duplicate it over the 32 bars. The pad will be the sonic bed, so keep it sparse and automate that auto filter to evolve across the intro. Section 3. Percussion and hats. 10 to 20 minutes. Drop a drum rack on the drum track. Load a tight kick for auditioning, a crisp snare or half snare, closed and open hats, and either a sliced break or a loop you can warp. If you're using an audio break, set warp to beats mode and choose a transient preserving setting like 1/16 or 1/8 so the hits stay punchy when you match 174 BPM. If you prefer to slice to MIDI, do that so you can reprogram fills. For arrangement, keep bars 1 to 8 mostly atmosphere and FX. Bring in hats and light percussion at bars 9 to 16. Program a steady 16th or 32nd hat pattern with velocity variation. Nudge some notes by plus or minus 10 milliseconds to humanize. At bars 17 to 24, introduce the broken drum loop, but low pass it with auto filter around 1.2 to 2 kHz so it rolls in gently and doesn't dominate the top end. On the drum bus group, add EQ8 with a high pass at 30 to 40 Hz to remove rumble, then a drum bus to add glue and grit. Drive between 3 and 6, boom 4 to 6, and keep dry/wet around 30 to 40%. Follow that with glue compressor, ratio 4:1, attack 5 to 10 ms, release on auto. This keeps dynamics controlled without killing the snap. Section 4. Sub hints. 10 to 15 minutes. For the sub hint, use operator, wave eatable, or simpler with a pure sign or triangle. Keep the pattern extremely sparse. One root note every 1 to 2 bars or small octave slides. Set a low pass on your synth around 100 to 200 Hz so it's focused. Use utility to collapse width for low frequencies. Set width between 0 and 20% so the low end stays mono. Add a little EQ to tame muddy mids around 250 to 400 Hz. If you have a kick present and want the sub to duck, add a compressor on the sub track with sidechain enabled. Pick the kick from the drum rack as the sidechain source. Quick settings. Ratio 4:1, attack 1 to 3 ms, release 40 to 100 ms. That lets the kick breathe through without killing low sustain. Section 5. Automation and the pre-drop build. 15 to 25 minutes. This is where the intro comes alive. Automate the auto filter cutoff on the pad. Keep it low in bars 1 to 8, open it a bit for bars 9 to 16, more for 17 to 24, and then have it approach fully open by bar 28. For subtle movement, add an LFO on low rate. Try syncing to an 8th note and keep it gentle. The snare roll build lies in bars 25 to 32. Program a snare or clap that gradually increases in density and velocity. Start on quarter notes, then 8ths, then 16ths, and finish with 32nd notes. Parallel to the roll, automate overall perceived loudness with utility gain, raise it 3 to 6 dB across the build for drama. Send the roll to return B with a short grain delay or ping-pong delay to widen the hits and create rhythmic motion. On the FX audio track, create a white noise riser. Operator set to noise and an envelope with a long release. Then automate a high pass from around 300 Hz up to 8 to 12 kHz across the build. Add saturator with soft clip and a small drive to bring grit to the riser. Place a long reverb tail at the end of the build to give space as the drop hits. Section 6. Polish for DJs and headroom, 25 to 30 minutes. Keep the first 8 to 16 bars lean. DJs want space to mix, so don't pack the intro full of low frequencies. Keep the pad and FX XO frequencies below 150 Hz are restrained. On your master chain, use utility to control level, a surgical EQ if needed, a light glue compressor with slow attack, and a limiter set to minus 0.3 dB ceiling. Export or bounce with headroom, aim for peaks around minus 6 to minus 3 dB so someone mixing your track has room to work. Teacher tip: label your locators and color code clips. Mark 8 bar sections as intro A, intro B. Build whatever makes sense. DJs and your future self will thank you. Also, try mapping one macro to multiple parameters: pad cutoff, reverb send, drum bus drive, and the noise riser high pass, so you can perform a one-knob swell that instantly turns tension up or down. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overload low end in the intro. Multiple elements competing in 20 to 120 Hz will make beat matching and DJ mixing painful. Avoid static repetition. Duplicate loops without modulation will produce listener fatigue. Don't put too much reverb on bass frequencies. Always high pass your reverb sends around 250 to 400 Hz, and be careful with compression. Crushing dynamics early removes momentum and makes the drop less satisfying. Pro tips for darker / heavier DNB. If you want a heavier vibe, layer a mid-reese with detuned saws and car space with EQ. Reserve 60 to 120 Hz for the sub and 200 to 800 Hz for reese presence. Use parallel distortion, duplicate the drum or bass, drive the duplicate with saturator, EQ away the low end on that duplicate and blend for grit without muddying the sub. For menacing movement, add a resonant bandpass auto filter with high resonance and sweep it slowly during the build. Finally, send only highs to long reverb tails. Create a reverb send that's high passed at around 2 to 3 kHz so the track feels huge without getting mushy low down. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. Build a 32 bar intro sketch with these checkpoints. Set tempo to 174 BPM. Create pad, drum rock, sub and FX tracks. Make a 4 bar pad loop and simpler with 40ms attack and 3s release and route it to reverb. Add a hat groove for bars 9 to 16 with velocity variation and utility width around 70%. Warp or slice a drum break and low pass it for bars 17 to 24. Add a sparse sub note every 2 bars with utility width at 0 and light sidechain. Program a snare roll build across bars 25 to 32 and automate a white noise riser. Lightly process the drum bus with drum bus and glue compressor as we discussed. Aim to have a working sketch in under 45 minutes. Homework challenge, 90 minutes. Make 2 32 bar intros using only one break loop, one pad source, one noise source, and one sub synth. Produce a DJ stripped version with sub mostly out until the final 8 bars, and a playout version with full sub hints and a snare build. Export each with headroom, and also export 2 stems, drums plus percussion and pads plus FX. Add a short text file with BPM, key, and suggested cue and points. Bonus: map a single macro to at least 3 tension parameters and record a short demo of that sweep. Wrap up and recap. Remember the shape: start sparse with atmosphere, add hats and percussion, bring in a filter drum break, hint the bass, then build with a snare roll and riser so the drop lands clean. Use stock Ableton devices, drum rack, simpler or operator, auto filter, drum bus, glue compressor, EQ8, saturator, reverb and delay. Keep low end mono and controlled, automate filters and sends for motion, and always think DJ usability, labeled locators, loopable 16 bar sections, and stem exports make your track livable for others. Alright, now go open Ableton, set 174 BPM, and start that 4 bar pad loop. Small automations yield huge perceived changes. Make something that makes dancers lean forward. If you want feedback on your sketch or exports, send them over and I'll give specific notes on transitions, low-end balance and DJ usability. Let's build something that slams.